Anya, Violetta is one of the most charismatic, appealing characters in all of opera. What draws us to her in such a great degree?
Well, I think the best way to describe it for me is that she has that je ne sais quoi, that it factor that we often talk about with people. Like, what is that star quality they have? And I think whatever that is, Violetta had it. She was just a country girl, and she was smart and beautiful. People would talk in the source material. They talk about this kind of flash of brilliance from her eyes. Like, there was some spark in her that attracted people to her. And she was smart, and she was witty, and she made people feel important. And I think the only way for her to be in society that was deserving of that in her eyes was to live this life of the courtesan. So she did, and she made men and women feel special. And I think that would be most appealing to her. I think why so many people wrote about her and sung about her and pined for her.
What's your favorite part of Violetta's music and why?
Well, I think the whole third act for me, starting with the prelude, the music that we hear at the very beginning, and then it comes back just before the third act starts. It's the most heartbreaking music. And just the whole third act, I adore singing because, as I said, this journey that we get to go on, if you've ever been close to someone who is close to death, you can see, you know, the different phases that they go through, their kind of distant, far-off place that their mind is, and then they go sometimes into these very present moments where they are so gripping with their emotions. And everything is there in the music that Verdi wrote. It's quite brilliant and the most beautiful way to die that I could ever imagine.